Welcome to Shul Machshav and Adav Shir Spanzo Lunish Basam Yakvashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Momotzio Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the last few lines of Perek Shishi, Perek Aseiches Ha'umnim, brings a story. The Rabbi Rechanon, he hired workers to carry a barrel of wine for him, and they caused it to break. So he took away their glimmer, their clothing. Rav told him, you should give it back to them. He said, this the din? He says, yes, look at the Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Leman telech bederech tovim. You should act in a tovim dik way. So then they said, we're poor, we need money, and please pay us for our work. So Rav told him, go pay. Said Rav Rechanon, is that the din? He told him, yes, because it says in the Pasuk, that same Pasuk, v'orcher tzadikim tishmar. So meaning Rav told Rav Rechanon that he has to act in a certain way. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, L'man terech v'derech toivim, v'orcha tzadikim tishmor, and he has to do lifni mishur asadin, even though it's only lifni mishur asadin, for him it's a din. As many of the Balei HaMusik point out, and so brings the Chido over here in the Sefer Maris Ayin, that Rav Bachanon, because he's such a great Amoiro, he needs to do lifni mishur asadin, that's the din. The halacha for him is to do lifni mishur asadin. See, even though for other people this will not be the din, it'll just be lifnei mishur hadin, but for him that is the din. Now, in the first part of the story, when Rav is telling Rav Bachanon to give back the glimo, he uses the beginning of the pasuk that says leman teilech b'derech toiv. And then, when he tells him to go pay them, he uses the other part of the pasuk, the next part of the pasuk, v'orcha tzadikim tishmar. So the Al-Sheikh and Pasha Shaftim asks on it. He says, what was a bigger lifnei mishur hadin? The fact they gave back their clothing or that he paid them? Obviously that he paid them. Not only that he didn't take away from them, but he paid them. That's a bigger lifnei mishur hadin. So he says the word toiv refers to chesed, to lifnei mishur hadin. The word tzaddik refers to do kedin. So the chorus, he asks, when he did the first part, of giving back the glimo, that should be less lefni mishur hadin. You should use the pasuk, the part of the pasuk that says, derech orcha tzadikim tishmor. And when he not only gives it back to them, but also pays them, then you should use the first part that says, leman telech b'derech toivim. And I inshallah how he answers. But the Vilna Gaon on this pasuk in Mishlei, and the Marsha also says this over here in short, they say the opposite. The Vilna Gaon explains that when it says the words, leman telech b'derech toivim, is someone who does good with others. While a tzaddik is someone who's doing tzaddik mishelcho v'tenloi. He's taking for himself and giving to others. He's not only acting in a nice way with others. And explains the Vilna Gaon, and he says like this, for a person not to cause harm or bad to somebody, even though that other person deserves it, many people act in that nice way. You know, you see in the world, tell somebody, you know, this guy did something wrong. Let's go sue him. Let's go harm him. He says, no, we're going to leave him alone. That's something that many people can comply with. That's a regular derech toivim that a lot of people go derech toivim. But to go ahead and not only harm somebody, but to go and give him, to provide him with good, to support him when he did something wrong, then you need to be a tzaddik. That's a whole new level. And that's why when Rav tells Rav Abachanon to give back the glimo to these people, meaning not to harm them, don't take away the clothing, he used the beginning of the pasuk, Leman teilech b'derech toivim, go on the derech of the toivim, which means be the way most people that want to be toiv act. But when he tells them to pay them for their salary, then he uses the next part of the pasuk, v'orcha tzadik etishmor, to be a tzadik, tzadik mishecho v'tenloi, that's a much greater milo, and that's something which you could ask only from a tzadikim to do, to not only not harm somebody else, but to actually give to somebody who harmed you, to provide him with good. The Vilna Gaon adds, that this is very meduyak in the words, leman telech b'derech toivim, by the toivim it says derech, derech is a wide way, many people walk in that way. But orchor tzadikim, a tzadik walks in a oirach, oirach is a very narrow way, a narrow path, that only a tzadikim walk there. And that needs shmiro, needs a special carefulness. That's what it means, orchor tzadikim tishmor. And can add to this the famous story of Chofetz Chaim that went into his house and he saw a thief, a Jewish thief, taking away, running away with his candelabra. So Chofetz Chaim runs after him and says, Mochuloch, Mochuloch. Not only Chofetz Chaim did not come to ask for his Kadalava back, but he actually gave it to the Ganov not to be Oiver and Isser Gezel. That's what an Orchot Tzadikim is. Not only not to do harm to somebody else, but to actually give him good to somebody who harmed you. That's Orchot Tzadikim Tishmon. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashov email list to Hotsko, please email shomashov@gmail.com.